Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'd like to start the show this week with a track that goes out to everyone who's recently finished exams in the UK and around the world. This is Scanner, Out of School.
Daughter or a son, straight from school to working class, you know your life is done. Cause you're out of school and no one cares. Yeah, you're out of school and no one cares. Wanna make a better life on a store out Capone. Wanna be a new breed, gotta make it on your own. Cause you're out of school and no one cares. Yeah, you're out of school and no one cares. Go! Daughter or a son, straight from school to working class, you know your life is done. Cause you're out of school and no one cares. Yeah, you're out of school and no one cares. You're out of school and no one cares. You're out of school, but the army cares.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Scanner. Now, a band that I've got to say I've never heard of before, but have been around since 1979.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And this appears to be new material that's out, and they came to my attention via Music Submit, as did some other bands this week, and I'm very sorry I hadn't heard them before. What a great band. They've got new material out right now. Best way to find out is go via their website, which is...
Scanner.co.uk?
Scanner1979.com. I think they're from Northern Pennsylvania, I think. But they are a US band anyway, so where you got that code at UK is beyond me. Anyway, Paulie being internet one, Tony Neil. And the full title of that track, according to their website, appears to be You're Out of School and Nobody Cares. But where I got it from, it was down as Out of School. So I'm a little bit confused, but I'm calling it Out of School, if that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Great band. Looking forward to playing something else by them in the future. I might ask them to send us the whole lot, because they had three or four songs up to download, and I picked that one. But you could have played anything. Really, really good. I have got very little additional material this week, my friend. It's been fairly quiet, what with the sunshine and everything else going on around here. So should we have a little chat about Andy Murray?
Yes.
Go on then. You watched it, didn't you?
I watched the last 10 minutes. We went out, it was on a Sunday, so we went to Clumber Park near Worksop.
So you did something?
I did something, yeah. And then the way back, we had it on the radio.
Right.
And then he was two games from the end. So we came in, sat down, and we watched the last game, which was on and on.
The last game was great.
Yeah.
I mean, the last game was like the whole thing. It was really, really good. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Great Britain has waited 77 years for a British male to win Wimbledon, arguably the biggest tennis tournament in the world. I say arguably, obviously it is, but other people from other countries sometimes argue about it, but it is. It's the biggest. It's the one everyone's heard of.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely brilliant. And Djokovic didn't play badly. He was just, it was just one of those games. And it was, to do it in three sets, it was far more... it was far closer than a three-set win looks. I mean, each set could have gone either way. Djokovic was 4-2 up in the second and third and blah, blah, blah. And because I'd watched the whole thing, you know, you watch Wimbledon for 2 weeks and you're an expert, aren't you?
Yeah.
And then you forget about tennis for the rest of the year, thus proving the rest of them don't matter. But I was an expert by the end of it, so I feel like I can talk about this at length. I won't bore you with it, because obviously it's a punk show, not a tennis show. But if it was a tennis show, I'd probably play a band next called the Zip Heads, because there's like the head of a racket and they zip the bags up, and it's the Zip Heads, isn't it?
Okay.
How about that for a link?
Yeah, I'll have that.
It's all I've got. Really glad to get this. You know, I bumped into my mate Andy Davis the other day, and it turns out he's just recorded the Zipheads, which was handy because I met them at Inkfest and said, have you got anything? They went, not at the moment, we will have soon. So pure coincidence leads me to having in my hand a Zipheads album sampler EP, which is not available, is only promotional, but does feature tracks from the album. Now, the Zipheads don't know how to describe themselves. They don't know whether they're rockabilly or psychabilly or what. I think they're more psychabilly than anything else, but I also think they're dead catchy, absolutely brilliant band. What I want to know is, what is the Zipheads Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheZipheads?
It's not. It's Facebook.com/TheZipheads. And I wasn't throwing you off track there, because they are called The Zipheads, but they just call themselves Zipheads on Facebook. So sorry, Tone, but it's poorly the internet too. Tony Neil. This is great. Dinosaur Rock.
Books. It was a little bit of history that they overlooked. It was about 100,000 million BC, and the dinosaurs were rocking before you and me. Well, the rules were up, you know, the rules were. But he could stop them because they were there first. Stegosaurus and was a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Triceratops was angry because he thought that he was next. Things were getting tired, so instead of the running, he said, if you want to fight, you have to fight the Lord of Us. He went in for attack, and he was tapping on the floor like a pterodactyl. Dinosaur rock, dinosaur roll. I'm a cold-blooded lizard, ain't got no soul. Moving around, slamming your feet, running to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat. Started to drop. Well, I feel like this were digging, and they found the remains of a race of giant lizards with tiny little brains. Where they all went, nobody knows. Some people say they drowned, some people say they froze. But if you make a decision between the facts and the fiction, see the truth of it is, they rot themselves to extinction. Dinosaur rock, dinosaur roll. I'm a cold blooded lizard, ain't got no soul. Moving around, stomping your feet, rocking to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat.
Rocking to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat. Rocking to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat. Rocking to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat. Rocking to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat. Rocking to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat. Rocket to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat. Rocket to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat. Rocket to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat.
We're now rocket to the rhythm of a prehistoric beat.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I do like it when you worry. That was the Zipheads, Dinosaur. I love that track. I absolutely brilliant. And they're great live. Really, really good fun band. Very self-effacing. And they kind of make out they're not any good, and then they play something brilliant, and then they make out they're not any good, and then they play something brilliant. And by the end of it, you just think, you know what? They're brilliant. Check them out. Go and see them sometime. They gig quite a bit. I think they're doing Rebellion.
Okay.
I think so. So, Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Oh, dear. What are you going to do instead, then?
I ain't got a clue.
Why don't you tell people what they should be doing by getting in touch about Facebook?
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
Started it.
It is. Yes, if you're on Facebook, please leave us a comment. I mean, we take the point, it's warm, people are out, people are doing things, so we've not heard from you in the past week, but please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page and leave us a comment. All comments received with thanks.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, fair point, it is warm, yeah, but not in the southern hemisphere.
Well, that's true.
And Punky Radio is a global show. And we have Australian listeners and South African listeners and African listeners, listeners on Reunion Island. We got people more over the bloody shop. South America, Tokyo, South America, UK, France. We got listeners all over the place, so bloody...
So no excuse then, really, is it?
While the English and the Americans aren't getting involved, here's your opportunity, people in the southern hemisphere.
There you go.
Yeah, that's you told. What else? What else do you think you talk about, Toby?
Well, what else can I reel off? You mean? iTunes is always a great place to leave a review. Yeah. They do help us out massively, and we have checked, and we haven't had any recent ones come in. So please do leave us an iTunes review. Takes but a moment. Go to punkyradio.com on the left, iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes Music Store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature it on the show.
Now, hang on.
Yeah.
Did we read out a few iTunes reviews a few weeks ago?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did, right. Because I had noticed there were some more, but we did them, did we?
Think so. Well, I've seen it on mine. I'm sure you did yours.
Yeah. Well, it would be unlike me to shut up, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll tell you what then, mate. In lieu of the listeners not giving a fuck about the show anymore, let's play a track by The Penetrators, shall we?
Okay.
Rock and Roll Face. Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Mate, I am having a better time than you this week. I know that. I'm quite giggling. It's all right. It's all right. I know that your mood's not great with good reason, but mine is. Fuck it. that was The Penetrators. Now, we played Shopping Bag by then a few weeks ago, so I'm going to dedicate this song to Fred in Sweden, who couldn't stop dancing Shopping Bag. Fred, hopefully you like Rock and Roll Face as well. The Penetrators, it's a re-release. They're an 80s garage band, kind of seminal, famous, legendary sort of band, and a new album, I say new album, a re-release out. on Slovenly Records, and really, really good. The only real place you can go and check them out is MySpace. What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/penetrators?
No, it's MySpace.com/kingsofbasementrock, which is the name of the re-release album as well. I imagine there were other bands called the Penetrators. I should think when they set the page up. Although it isn't, say, a common name, it would be in punk rock, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so now I've got confused. Aren't there an English band called that? Who did Don't Dictate? Are they the Penetrators?
I'm sure there is. Yeah. Sure there's another band called the Penetrators.
Got really confused there. Anyway, these aren't them, these are these. Yeah. Tony, did you do anything last week other than Clump Up?
No, that was the main thing really. I was quite impressed with getting that one out. But there you go, Clump Up. It was a nice day, lovely.
And what is there to see at Clump Up, Tony? Maybe
mostly duck shit. There's a lot of duck shit.
It's funny you say that. Fits in quite well with the next song, but anyway, yeah, right. So if you fancy a load of dog shit, why not go to Clump Up?
Loads of it.
Seriously. I had my gigs last weekend in Hitchin Lakeshore, and they were both great. And thanks, and different bills each night. Thanks ever so much to Bob Mills and Ronnie Gold for Friday, and Dave Johns and Paddy Lennox for Saturday. It was the Paddy Lennox destroying my CD player was discussed on stage on the Saturday night. But I want to tell you about what happened on the Friday, because after the gig, us and a few of the audience went down to Victoria, where there was a girl there who decided it would be a really good idea to say to blokes, would you like to swap tops with me? Well, no man is going to turn that down. So before you knew it, there were people queuing up to try on her top, like, so she could wear theirs. There are some ridiculous photographs flying about, but I don't know whether they'll ever make it to Facebook or anything like that, but she was very entertaining. And then we went on from there to Sunrunner, and then we went to the venue, where my brother was so drunk he actually lost a game of pool to a girl.
Oh wow.
And well done Becky, if you're listening. I did tell Becky this in the show, say that we give a mention, but yeah, my brother was beaten at pool by a girl. Ha. He said in his defence he couldn't see the balls.
That's because she's a girl.
Tony, you're a genius. How quick was that? Let's swap places. Go on, you can introduce me.
No.
Oh, that was... I hadn't thought of that. Your mention of duck shit leads me rather neatly onto an Australian band called I Am Duck Eye.
Okay.
Which is quite handy. And we've played stuff by them before. They sent us their previous album. They've got some new stuff up. It's a new album called Husband. And again, via Music Submit, I checked out a couple of tracks. Found one that I really like. This is weird as. And it's followed by a really weird punk song as well. But I'll tell you about that after this one. What is I Am Duck Eye's website?
IamDuckEye.com.
It is. Tony One, Paulie Being Internet 3. This is Shadow Pogs.
Upside Downer.
This song is about a stupid asshole named Fat Tom. He used to suck, then he sobered up. Now he still sucks. One, two, fuck you! When I first met Fat Tom, he was living in the skate park. Underneath the half step of three dirty mattresses. And as he beat the box and a shitload of beer cans, I could have sworn at first glance he was part of the plan.
Listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a band called Number Nine Hard. I think they're from the States as well. A track called The Fat Tom Song. What is Number Nine Hard's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Number9Hard.
It is indeed, and it's a numeric nine. So it's number and then the number nine and then hard. Tony 2 probably be in Internet 3. They've got some new stuff out as well. We played a track by them the other week. Really, really good. There's some great punk rock on this week. I'm very, very happy about it. Just before we go into your inevitable gig guide, mm-hmm. I just want to tell you while I think about it, about something that happened Saturday afternoon. My friend Nikki has got a little daughter called Livy, who I've never met before. And they came round to mine before we went down to the park. There's a water park in Lech. Not really water park. It's got little fountains and swimming pool and paddling pools and that. Called Howard Gardens. And they said they were going down there. And I said, I'm at a loose end. I'll come down with you. It seemed like a great idea at the time. And it's all right when you go down there with Nikki and her daughter, because everybody thinks that we're a couple and that's our child, yeah? But when they go off to play in the water and I'm sat by myself, surrounded by young families and screaming kids running about and all that sort of thing, you can't help but suddenly think, do people think I'm a pedo?
There is that worry, isn't there?
Yeah, I think any time you see a bloke by himself in a park, it's because of the media, isn't it? It used to be innocent, it used to be fine. And I have a right laugh with kids, but as soon as you're playing with kids that aren't your kids, I think people get the wrong idea. So she's saying, oh, will you take me on the playground? Will you show me around the swings? Will you? I want to go on that spider web thing. And yeah, all right, no problem at all. And you're standing there thinking, I wonder what people are thinking. And then yeah. I got home, and I did have a rather fetching pair of shorts on as well. And I got home, and I switched on the old laptop and that, fired up the laptop, and went on Facebook. And there was just a single Facebook comment on my page saying, nice shorts. I've been spied down the park. But anyway, it was great fun. And yeah, that was that anyway. So, have you got any gigs?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 Bar.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. We're actually on this week. We haven't got something on Sunday. So this Friday, the 12th of July, Nick Welsh, The Life and Times of a Scar Man, The Witch Doctors, Louise Distress, J.D. Smith and Def Digby. It's London Calling Night.
Well, it comes recommended.
It does.
I haven't heard of any of them.
No.
Witch Doctors I've heard of, but...
Yeah. How much do you think? Friday night?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night,
Rage DC, Washed Up, Hot Wire, Danger's Close, and 16 Guns.
Danger's Close, did they?
Mm.
Well, you used to play Danger's Close. I wonder if they've got any new stuff out. If you're listening to Danger's Close, send some new stuff.
Did we play 16 Guns as well?
I think we did.
Mm, so that's another London Calling night.
Yeah, it's a London Calling weekend.
Isn't it? How much, I think?
£6.
It is. And finally, Sunday night, Club Ashika, USA, UK and Oz Acoustic Festival.
Fuck it. Don't talk about it.
Okay. How much do you think it would be for who?
Don't care.
Fair enough.
No, go on. What is it?
£3.
It is £3, and it's in a car. I'm sure it'll be very, very good.
It looks like a quite a long thing, maybe an all day or something. Who knows? They might have a barbecue.
A whole day of acoustic music.
Second song, same as the first. They're all the same. There's my.
I'm glad you also have a low opinion of acoustic music as well.
I play a lot of acoustic music, which is fucking boring.
Please, it isn't just me. It's what people do when they're stoned in each other's flats. It's got no place on the stage, has it, really?
No, it seems a good idea, but it's really boring to watch because they've sat down and it's not very.
Yeah.
Light.
Shoegazing. Everything's bad, but here's a butterfly. Pling, 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 yeah.
Exactly. But hey, it's a 12 bar club. They've got a bar.
Yeah, which makes up for it.
You know, they might have some burgers on.
And for £3, that leaves you £3 left over to throw at the band.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe get some one pence.
Win-win.
Some changes.
In case, I might go, actually. On that basis, I'll have
£3
coins.
We'll talk ourselves into it.
I'll have £3 coins to throw at acoustic artists. Anyway, that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar. Leave Sunday alone. Right, another band now that have brought something out they shouldn't have done, really, that we played. We played a couple of tracks by them already. This is a band that a few years ago they brought out an album, and they only handmade 80 copies on CD and gave them out to mates and labels. Never did a gig and split up. But anyway, they've got back together years later, and Slovenly, our friends at Slovenly, bring out this great stuff and brought it out again, and it's Greek garage punk under mile an hour rock, and I love it. A band called Comedina 3. This is a track called Izoi Pernai Aurea. It's not pronounced like that, but I can't do Greek. Well, I wouldn't mind trying. I can't do Greek. What is their website?
Comedina3.com.
No, you got no chance here. They haven't got one. They're useless. The only way you can find out about them, really, is to go to the Slovenly Bandcamp page. It's slovenly.bandcamp.com/album/comedina-3-self-titled-lp, because the re-released album is self-titled. That's the name of it, self-titled. It's probably been in set 4, Tony 2. This is probably Izoi Pernai Aurea.
Buttons.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Comedina 3 and Izoi Pernai Aurea. I don't know how you say it. It's all Greek to me. I was thinking in the first half of this show, something occurred to me, Tony. Do you think I'm increasingly sounding like Jeremy Clarkson when we host the show?
Nah.
Good. Because there was one bit, I can't remember which one it was. I think it was the intro to Dinosaur Rock. When I might as well have gone, this is the Zipheads. Dinosaur Rock. Greatest in the world. Like, I don't know, but what you like. Anyway, so I'm pleased I don't. Are you doing anything this week?
No. I had to think about it.
You did, and I do ask you the same question every week, and it still baffles me that you have to think about what you may or may not be doing. So I'm doing stuff. Okay. Thursday night, I'm at the Walnut Tree in Maidstone, where they have one comic on each week just to do a 40-minute set, and it's me. So if you're in the Maidstone area on Thursday night, come down to Walnut Tree. It's free to get in. And it's always been really good, actually. It's a sort of place, it shouldn't work, it's just a pub and you just stand in the corner of it, but they've got a sort of diehard group of people that come down every week to watch, and it's normally really good fun. Don't know how it'll be this week with the weather and all that, but you never know, do you? Anyway, so that's Thursday, and Saturday and Sunday I am at the King's Head in Crouch End again, which I love doing that gig, and that is a basement club at the King's Head, really good fun, always a good bill, including me. And they often have surprise acts on. They'll get like people down there who are famous and all that sometimes, so always worth coming down. Saturday night's normally pretty busy. Sunday night you can always get tickets, so if you're down Sunday night, come along and say hi. I've got Friday off. I haven't decided exactly what I'm going to do yet, so.
Wow,
have you got any idea about what I should do Friday night? Want to email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email. I've got a plan for Friday, we'll see how we get on. And if I take anyone up on their offer, I'll tell you about it next week. Is that how I do?
Yep.
I've got something quite exciting in my hand here, Tony.
Okay, what's that then?
It's not what you're thinking.
Okay.
It's a new EP from Smash. Now, Smash were a kind of Britpop, kind of punk band, mid-90s, who had a hit single and all that, and were quite big for a while, and they toured as support with some quite big bands like the Cramps and such like, and they were from sort of around my way, really. And Rob, who's the drummer in Smash, is now also the drummer in Bleach Boys. And to bring this whole thing round, when I was talking to Andy Davis and he was saying you should get the Zipheads thing on, he went, oh, I've got something else for you, brought me up a Smash EP. I went, how about that? I went, oh yes please. Rob, the drummer, is the only guy in the band I really know, and he's a really, really good laugh and very dry sense of humour. And if you are familiar with the work of Smash, you'll no doubt be excited about this. And if you're not, get ready for this. I think you're going to like it. I'll ask you about their website after this. Let's just play it right now. This is Smash and Bang, Bang, Bang.
I already did the live, but to whom I aspire. This dream isn't live, and I'm on cloud nine, getting higher. You can put me on trial, the jury won't be in my peers. My conscience is clear, while yours is smeared. I know that home is where the heart is. You wouldn't know what one of them is, and no, I'll never forgive. Bang, bang, bang is the sound of my head against the wall. I wish I could forget it all. Bang, bang, bang is the sound of my head against the wall. Fuck it all, and the tall stand tall. But what if you're small? That you've grown a free caused a lot of problems for the BBC. They'll never work again. Did they get the feeling someone's following them? Wealthy and wise, but can you be a franchise? Just like Death on the Rock, it's a political intervention. Put the end to Thames Television. Who showed some vision? Now they can talk, but no one can listen. Bang, bang, bang is the sound of my head against the wall. I wish I could forget it all. Bang, bang, bang is the sound of my head against the wall. I wish I could forget it all. It's the unorganized who pay the price for mistakes made by the organized. All the corruption and all the lies. Who breaks the law? Who says it's a crime? If I want the love like the sisters, we're always together. It's a match made in heaven. Did Adam and Eve feel like the first refugees? The earth turned out to be hell for them. And if this is hell, you might as well. Burn me as well.
listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
In the world. That was Smash. And bang, 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 open brackets, Grand to 25, close brackets, give it its full name. And that's from their new EP, which appears to be entitled Spring 13. And yeah, I really like it. Well, there's another track I'd like to play off it in future weeks. Do find out more about them. And they have been gigging a little bit recently as well, so do watch out for them. Best way to do that is go via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/smashband.
No. facebook.com/pages/smash/542816148814881. But if you type in smash and write it like mash, so with asterisk between each letter, so it's S asterisk M asterisk A asterisk S asterisk H, you'll find them straight away. And that is actually the, believe it or not, that is the website they list on the back of the EP.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's easy to find. But, yeah, so anyway, top band, very, very good live. Probably being set 5, Tony 2. Well, Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
This is getting annoying.
It is a little bit.
Yeah.
But again,
tell people off.
Yeah, what are you doing? You want me twats? We know they're there. Not everyone's having a great week, like Andy Murray in tennis and us with their great weather. You want me twat? Tony
and the Lions.
Oh, yeah, we beat the Australians.
Oh, did we beat them? We absolutely thumped them. It was marvellous. Put those airy backs back in their place. Well, listen, the Australians haven't got in touch with us this week, even though it's winter over there.
So that's true.
Balls to them.
Lord Raylock's been very quiet.
He has. He might be back inside, to be fair.
Oh, right, that's true. After that, he's swimming over.
Might be
over.
Without internet access. If you don't know who Lord Raylock is, you're going to have to go back a long way. But he was a regular contributor to the show. We used to love hearing from him, because he always had another prison story, didn't he? Absolutely brilliant. And then he wrote us that brilliant poem about his mum, do you remember?
Yeah,
but turns out he had a sensitive side. Anyway, Lord Raylock, by some miracle, if you're listening, get in touch.
Email me twats. Or anyone email me twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. Want the twats name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Email me now, or twats feed with thanks. Every email is one to email me now.
There's plenty of twats about. Get on with it.
Oh, yes.
Because the thing is, if you don't, Tony's got nothing to say in this bit, and we get straight on with the last track.
That's it.
Which is exactly what's happening now. A band called The Miserables. M-I-Z-Z-E-R-A-B-L-E-S. The Miserable. The Miserables. Miserables. And I think they got in touch with me directly. I'm not absolutely sure, but I asked them to send me a track, and they did. And it was the one I wanted, and I can't remember the circumstances around it, because I drink a lot.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm really glad they sent it, because it's absolutely brilliant. What is The Miserables, Miserables, Miserables? What's their website?
TheMiserables.com.
It is indeed. And it's spelled M-I-Z-Z-E-R-A-B-L-E-S. TheMiserables.com. Imagine that. Imagine. I think they're from the States. Imagine them hearing me going, The Miserables. Going off, thanks very much, mate. The Miserables, man. We're The Miserables. Yeah. Right, so you got that right?
Yeah.
So you probably be internet 5, Tony 3. It is a win for me. Bottoms up.
Yeah. out by a canyon, but check out.
That was The Miserables and Bottoms Up. What a great track. I imagine they're upset about that. That was a Bottoms Up. There we go. It's been nice having a voice again this week, Tony. I know it may sound a little bit gravelly, but yeah, I've enjoyed being able to talk without squeaking.
Excellent. I've completely forgot you were even hoarse last week.
Good Lord. Is it really that often? Or are you simply drinking as much as I do? Who knows?
Maybe.
Thanks ever so much for listening. Maybe I'll see one or two of you over the weekend, either at the Walnut Tree in Maidstone or at the King's Head in London Town. Do watch out for Tony, who is going naked kayaking down the River Trent on Friday afternoon. That's right, isn't it?
That's the way I roll.
Well, I hope you don't.
Not true.
You don't want me getting your head in that trenchy poo water. expect to not see Tony this weekend at all.
Nope.
Thanks ever so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Blah, blah, blah. Thanks to all the online stations that carry us. They are, Tony.
The internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK radio.com. And we're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC worldradio.com.
You're mad if you don't listen to them, madder if you do. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog in the world.